In personal and public labor. Instead of finding a quiet place where she could write on the life of Christ, Ellen White almost immediately found herself drawn into both personal and public labor as evangelistic meetings in the Sydney suburbs yielded new members, and new companies and churches were formed. The Bible Echo reported. Mrs. E.G. White, notwithstanding her arduous labors by pen, has entered upon public labor also, speaking to the churches and outside congregations with her well-known energy and earnestness. April 23, 1894. In working with these groups, she came close to the people and soon discerned their needs. "We see now," she wrote Olson, "that we must enter into personal labor, and visit from house to house, for great reforms must be made in families before we advance any further." As the results of the united labors of the several workers at Seven Hills, 25 accepted the Seventh-day Adventist message. A. S. Hickox held services not only Sabbaths and Sundays but also evenings, and then engaged in personal labor from house to house. By mid-May, Ellen White had spoken 4 Sundays and 1 Sabbath. George Starr also labored there. "We rejoice," she wrote, "as we have seen family after family embracing the truth.